we need to end this. And somebody will say, well, why do you need to end it? Because if we don't, we're going to hit $300 per barrel of oil. We're going to watch 60 to 80% of the stock value crash. People are going to lose trillions in wealth. It will be a disaster. And it's not something we'll recover from. We've already seen that the Israelis hit a refinery on the outskirts of Tehran. And what did Iran do? They destroyed the refinery and its supporting infrastructure in Haifa. How does this help us? How does this help anybody? The damage that's being done is going to be semi-permanent. And by that, I mean it's going to take years to recover from this. The Qatari government has said, we're shutting down. We can't store anymore. We can't drill anymore. We can't refine anymore. I mean, this is a catastrophe. We look at this and say, well, only 3% of our oil comes from the Gulf. Well, I got news for you. 50% of it goes to India. 50% goes to China. You know, 70%+ goes to Japan. Mid 60% or so, 64-65% goes to South Korea. Now, did we call the president or the prime minister of Japan? Did we call the president of Korea and say, by the way, we're considering a war against Iran, action against Iranians, and we want to know what you think the impact will be on your country because you are friends of ours. You are our allies. Did we do that? I don't think so. I think we are acting like the biggest bully in the schoolyard. The hell with everybody else. This is what I want. And I'm going to pound your face into the dust. Well, you can't do that in international relations for very long before people gang up against you.